Welcome to Be Bear Now. I have not recorded anything in a while, but life is so interesting and there are so many things happening in the world, and specifically the United States where I live, that I am amazed at life and how it's showing up. Years ago, I had a podcast, not a podcast, but a blog that I was just doing writing, and I called it Over Rainbows because all of my young adult life I found myself doing activities that were fighting for equality as a gay man, and I could never find myself not somehow occupying my time with some sort of activism or support group activity that took up most of my life. So after about 11 years of doing that on a regular basis, actually it was more than 11 years, I wanted to kind of stop and reassess my life to find out more about who I am other than just being a gay man and a activist. I found that I needed to do that because all I have ever seen or I've been pulled into having somebody who, meaning myself, a mind that is fully conscious and aware of not wanting to be a victim of a harsh world at times because I'm judged for being who I am, and no one comes to me and says, "Hey, Jasper, why are you gay? Jasper, tell me more about your view of Christianity and also being gay and how they work together in your life, or what do you believe about that?" Nobody ever comes to a LGBTQ+ person and asks them, or it happens rarely, why they know that they are who they are. Not a made-up idea coming from a 2,000-year-old book that has been picked apart by many translators and pieced together and then left with this unoriginal text that people use to destroy others' lives. So, anyway, back to activism. I wanted to get away from that and find out more about what made me tick other than just being a gay man, a man attracted to other men who loves men. And so I kind of went away from being an activist for a while. So that's why I coined the blog Over Rainbows. A long time, I think it was like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I actually finally just deleted that Google account, which also deleted that blog. But I'm finding that I'm coming back around full circle, that because of people like Ron DeSantis and the crazy people in Washington, I can't think of her name right now because I haven't been paying attention to the news because I've been trying to get away from the negativity that is out there in the news. But just the other people, there are two particular women that I'm thinking about. I can't think about their names right now. But all these mostly GOP-funded, very extreme, I want to say, nutcases, but I don't want to disrespect who they are. So they're so extreme, they come off as looking as they are pretty much crazy. But Ron DeSantis and these people in Washington, and then Ron DeSantis kind of sparking off this idea of not wanting or not accepting the woke culture, which is all, in my opinion, bullshit. Because being woke, the idea of being woke and being a moderate liberal is someone who cares about people, who has compassion, who wants to see everyone treated equally and with respect and dignity, and everyone has a place in this world to be treated well. And also, you have no right to, well, you do have the right, but you have to use your religion as a weapon to destroy others' lives is irresponsible and disrespectful and just not acceptable. If you want to behave that way, don't blame it on your God or your Bible. Take responsibility and own your prejudice, because that's where it's coming from. It has nothing to do with a loving God. And I will wholeheartedly say that without saying that's my opinion. And if God is not loving and all-inclusive, then you're barking up the wrong tree for the wrong God, because my God is loving, and my God is all-inclusive, and my God does not make junk, and my God embraces everyone for who they are, and my God does not make mistakes, and my God also created LGBTQ people for good reasons, and nobody needs to explain what those reasons are, except all I know is the LGBTQ people that I have ever come across are loving, caring people. And if they're not loving and caring, they're totally caught up in the bullshit that the mostly right-wing fundamentalist Christians are throwing at us. And they get caught up in that, and then they don't feel good about who they are because of all the fake, if you want to use that word, which I hate that word, but fake or misinformation and purposely lies that are set up for political campaigns against the LGBTQ community. They get the LGBTQ people that are not feeling good about who they are and spreading tender love and care is because of that right-wing fundamentalist shit that is being thrown at us constantly every single day. So it brings me back to when I used the word or the idea of over rainbows. I was over that activism, and I wanted to talk about my life over the rainbow once I got over the rainbow. And you know what I'm finding out is I'm coming full circle, and I'm coming back around because of the right wing fundamentalist GOP white supremacists that are rearing their heads and coming out of the closet, coming out from under the stones because of people like Ron DeSantis and Trump have given them permission that it's okay to treat people poorly and discriminate. And so I'm finding that over the rainbow, or over rainbows, I'm finding that I'm coming full circle and back to many more rainbows. That I'm becoming an activist just by living my life. And I'm wearing stickers all the time now, so people know that I'm a safe haven, a safe place for if you are LGBTQ plus and you need somebody in public to run to because you're being discriminated against. I'm finding that I'm jumping on top of rainbows, and I'm waving the flag, and I'm saying this is who I am, and we are good, and we deserve to be treated equally, and I am a safe haven, and I'm not going to move, and I will protect you if I see that you are being discriminated against in our society. Come to me. I have a sticker saying that I'm a safe zone. Come to me. We will find the safest place to go to and get protection if we are being treated poorly. And God forbid what's going on with the schools in Florida and other places in the United States. It's been great to see the courts come up to the plate, and they're protecting people's rights, mostly fighting this discrimination that is blatantly being done out in public in front of everybody to view are prejudiced, disgusting leaders that are using a small community to treat poorly to gain votes and to get elected all over again. Well, I hope and I think it's 100% working against them. I feel that what is happening, the positive side over the rainbows is, or the rainbow, I have never seen so much transgendered positivity and activism in my entire life in response to this ugly front of discrimination. I've seen so much positive education about trans people and what they're going through and who they are and how they add to our communities and how they add beauty and creativity and all the wonderful things that they do. And seeing the education that is happening all around the country and the globe because of what's happening in the United States of America. If one good thing is happening, and that's only going to work against the GOP. And I'm hoping that we will see in the polls in 2024 that all these prejudiced leaders will be losing their seats to people who are at least moderate and understanding and want to see the country come together and everybody treated equally. I don't like the two-party system. I never have. I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans because I think they've been in power too long. I would say if you find a third party candidate, vote for them that you like. The offers that we are given, if it's between Trump and Biden, are not good enough, and they expect us to continue to follow as puppets in their shadows to agree with their choices in these conventions. And I say, like the Forward Party or other parties that are out there that are happening, find other choices and vote, because our voice is so important. Boycotting, I don't think your vote is at all going to work, because we will probably end up with a Trump or a DeSantis in office if you are worried about your rights. And also, don't disrespect people who are for Trump or who are for DeSantis. Listen to them, respect them, and just say you don't agree with them. You don't have to treat them with disrespect and be hurtful and mean and crazy like they are. Find alternatives to the two-party system, and I think if enough of us get tired of it, sick and tired of their games and their using our taxpayer money for their own just dysfunctional needs, that we will make a stand and we will have a different choice. So I find that I'm back again over rainbows, but I'm also finding more rainbows, and I'm now going to find that balance between my heart and my activism and also who I am as a person that makes up Jasper, and live my life in a balance that includes rainbows and includes walks on the ocean and going to movies with my friends and playing the ukulele with my sister and also standing up for my rights as a loving, caring, gay man who offers this world nothing but good intentions. Hear the applause? This is fun. As Americans, we deserve better than guns. We deserve better than hate. We deserve better than separation and division. We deserve to be treated well, equally, and lovingly. And our leaders deserve to be protecting our rights and our freedoms, including if you are what I consider someone with an ideal of separation and hatred. You have the right to free speech, but you don't have the right to take away my freedoms. This has been Jasper Salak with Be Bear Now, also with Over Rainbows for my former self, but I may incorporate that back into this. I love you all. Take care of yourselves. Namaste, and thanks for listening.